Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, most markets are in green today, mainly because the dollar is down 87 as I speak. And that's a hard down day today in the dollar. And, of course, on the flip side, the yen is sharply higher, as is the euro trading sharply higher as well. The market here today, I think when we look at the grains, you're still encountering a kind of a sideways affair, short covering. We've been seeing funds buying 3,000 contracts per day this week on corn. That could be some short covering. And in the meantime, I think the market is just biding time as we go towards this government report. The trade tends to have a bearish attitude on yield for the beans and not such bearish attitude on yield for the corn. Still, it would not surprise me that the yield increases here on the corn this year and at worst stays steady with the last estimates at 122.3. My own estimate is I think we're going to be pushing higher around 122.8 to 123.3. The beans, I think the yield increases there as well. And I know that the trade is probably in that same boat, thinking that the yield on beans will increase. But on the beans, the demand is good. The crush is very good. And on corn, the exports are absolutely dismal. So we'll see if the USDA addresses those exports in this report. They very well may. But on the same token, it's the acres, the harvested acres versus abandoned acres. And that will be an interesting number. And then also to see what do they do with the corn that was harvested way early this year. Remember, it was a record early harvest. That corn had to make its way into old crop usage and is already gone. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.